Yes, ready?
This is another globalist. This is like the most obvious.
Is this the one seed?
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be
the most famous.
Probably.
Yeah, this is definitely the most famous one.
Like, no matter who you are, I mean, there's whole documentaries about this song, you know, that are out.
Right.
Who introduced this formally to the world?
Which DJ? Man.
Which DJ?
Yeah, was it Kool Herc or?
I feel like it had to be one of those
Grandmaster Flash.
I bet Kool Herc.
I bet this is one of the Hercs.
I would think Herculoids. It's probably. This is what I would think. It's probably somebody that nobody even knows who is right now.
Mm. You know what? Yes, that's probably much more accurate.
Like a block party.
It's like probably. That's why when you start trying to go into the history of b-boying and hip-hop, people just get angry. It's not worth it. Like, who created it? Who was first? All that stuff because it gets people's feelings hurt.
Speaking of hip-hop history, you heard about that, right? The Bronx.
What's that?
They broke ground on a hip-hop museum. Like, finally, they're gonna...
Fire.
They're gonna... I think over the weekend, they broke ground on it.
I heard about that, too. Yeah.
That is awesome.
They had, like, you know, they had, like, so many people there. And they're breaking ground because, like, they're officially making a whole establishment, a whole building, museum, Hall of Fame, possibly. Like, hip-hop Hall of Fame. Like, it's officially gonna be, like... You know, the Bronx, birthplace of hip hop, they're finally gonna have like an actual place to go to now. Yeah.
Hey guys, just a heads up. Let's not ever again use the word b-boying.
B-boying.
Yeah, it's called breaking.
Breaking. B-boying. Hey, it's I'm gonna go b-boying tonight.
Tonight is gonna see some breaking. Some scratching. Some breaking. Some more breaking.
That's like one of my pet peeves, you know. It's like, we're not b-boying, we're breaking.
That's Yo, true. What are you doing That's tonight?
B-boying. Yeah, no, b-boying is the encompassing of all of it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, yep, it's called breaking, though.
No, dancing is breaking, but like, if you're a b-boy, you break.
B-boy is an attitude, it's a way of life, yeah.
B-boy is more of like...
But I mean, the word b-boying is
lifestyle.
A verb.
Yeah. The ing.
Right. It's like you're not guitaring.
I see what you're saying.
You're shredding.
Klipto, what are you saying about Jay-Z?
Wait, what are you saying? Klipto, come on. Jay-Z's got like some great records, bro. Come on. He's got records that like definitely.
Wait.
What's good?
Old Boom Bap records, SLK. Club record.
Special
pop records.
New York Special K or
DJ Special K checking in for Washington, D.C.
Kellen Conti Special K. What's good?
You got Special K in here?
Yes,
what
yes.
Special K is this?
Oh, yeah. What is Special K? K
for Washington, D.C. checking in on the Facebook. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, lock on, man. Good to see you.
That's not the Special K I'm thinking of, right?
I don't know. Could be.
Special K that was on the...
Like... DJ New York City DJ legend hip Special K. No,
it was the Special K that was on our show.
Oh, that I think that is different.
Special K music. Special K.
Special K. Yes.
Oh, special. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, speckle.
I don't think it's that.
My bad, Special K.
Maybe.
Hey, Trace. Thanks for the follow.
Hey, what's up?
My name is Knight.
Is he back on Twitch?
He's building chicken coops, man.
Follow from Trace.
He needs to live stream from straight from his airstream.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. On the roof while it's moving.
Yeah.
There you go.
What? On the roof? That's some power up shit right there.
Yeah. That's a level up. That's a whole new level.
If anybody could build a DJ booth on the top of that, it would be Trace and Miss Trace. For their anniversaries, they like to like redo floors and like do like full renovations on a weekend. for their anniversary present to each other.
I feel like the Alexanders are going to end up on one of those reality television shows, like Home Makeover, something. You guys are going to kill it, man. You guys are going to kill it on that episode of whatever.
I'm not going to front. They were my inspiration for now the like backyard garden we started, because man, it was probably like 10 years ago at this point. Their old house, they had this amazing hydroponic everything, and I was like, yo, I didn't know you could do that in a city. What? So thank you for the inspiration. I finally living that out.
Bro, man, come on, do what you want.
That's right.
Do what you want until they tell you you can't do it.
You can't tell me nothing. I own it.
You want to put chickens in your front yard? Do it. Up until HOA comes and say, this is
by the way, guys, this is another global election right here.
Yeah, it's still running the global list, so people have some context of
what one of my favorites, man. The Mexican, man.
That's
a classic. That was actually on my list earlier, but then I got bullied to take it off my list.
Bullied.
Well, hold up. Yeah, I want to speak on this real quick. There was definitely a point a couple years back. Vic, you can tell me if you've seen this on the West Coast too, but there was a point a couple years back where I was hearing a lot of breaking DJs talking about how you can do a lot more than just play the Mexican. It was like seen as like the standard of the entry level DJs. Like, yeah, I'm playing some real stuff. We can dig harder than this. It's not that it's a bad song. It's just that everybody knows that this is a classic. You're not breaking it out.
It's on the Ultimate Breaks and Beats collection.
Yeah, you pick up
right.
I've heard other records.
Yeah, I've heard other break DJs talk about that. Like, I've seen tweets and shit like, yo, do more than just the UVB collection. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to me, my favorite B-Boy Jam DJ is Low-Key. Low-Key would break out like records from the Czech Republic, and just be this like crazy break of some Eastern European funk band that would just kill you, man. And
yo, it runs deep, man.
Being a digger too.
That's the other
thing.
Collection.
Digging culture. That was the vinyl days too. So like having the records.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't just like now, man. Yeah, Low-Key is a legend.
He's that. I've DJed with him like a few times back in the day.
Yo, Low-Key from Denver?
No, Low-Key from DC, who's now a professor at Harvard. He does a lot of stuff with music. He used to run a record store here in DC called Capital City Records, and you know, he's with one of the homies from back in the day. And
does he spell it like Lowkey?
No, it's Lokee.
Oh, okay.
He's got a book coming out too.
Dang.
And yeah, damn. about the culture. It's an incredible book when it comes out.
What up, Frost? What up, Harry Hotter?
Yeah,
Harry Hotter.
Hey, Harry Hotter.
Harry Hotter's another one.
Talk about digging culture. Harry Hotter is one of those guys.
Yeah, when
Harris Heater in the building.
Harris
Heater.
When we do the now this show, the interesting thing, people could confuse this show here with just about the breaks, but it's not just about the breaks today. It's about the full song. But we are gonna definitely do a show soon with our boy Harry Hotter, and it's just gonna be about our top five favorite drum breaks. Any
drum
tempo?
Breaks in a nice. City. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, because that's a whole spectrum.
That's
right
a whole
there,
spectrum
too.
On its own. And you know, the fun thing about these shows is we get to nerd out about like what these top fives mean to us and how we define them. And the two things that we kind of came through in our pre-production meeting that was, I think, really interesting is the two different types of B-boy records that are out there. There's the battle records, and
battle
then there's
records.
The cypher records. When it's really like, you can play a lot more happy stuff when it's a cypher. You're trying to uplift a little bit more. It's the beauty of a circle where it's always about showing each other up, but it's never about a direct battle. It's like you're just battling yourself to be your best self.
You're sharing,
right?
Sharing,
you're sharing exactly.
And wow, then, Trey's is on Twitch.
Trace is on Twitch.
Special night. And Trace, And
we
Harry
haven't
Hotter.
Seen him on the chat. Like in like,
we got, what is we up, got the crafty daggers. The crafty daggers are all on the.
Oh wow. Man, look at that wow. Crafty daggers moment.
So when are we gonna get a crafty daggers stream?
Oh
yes, we've been thinking about it. We got to get Trey's down to DC to this Paradise Garage.
Paradiso.
Forget the Paradise Paradiso. Garage, man. Just DJ inside that Airstream.
Well, we can, all about we can, the road tripping.
No, we can park the Airstream in my carport and hook the internet from my 200-foot Ethernet cable.
Oh, there you go.
And we can DJ on top of the Airstream.
Meta-streaming.
This is out of control.
Meta-streaming.
We could actually have two.
Is that possible? Yo, Trace, can people stand up on your on the roof of your?
He's like, yo, ain't getting up on my.
After all that work, I doubt that's going to be allowed.
Okay, inside. How about inside?
That sounds scary. It's rounded. It looks shiny and slippery.
Freshly you painted.
You guys ready to start the show?
Yeah, let's get into this. Let's get into this.
Yeah. All right. Once again, everybody just tuning in right now. We're starting the show. We're doing our personal top five B-boy jams on this Monday night edition of the Music Playlist Show, along with guest DJ Vic Damone.
Hey.
Yeah, Trey says roof won't support. Super nice inside.
And neither will Miss Trace. Miss Trace does not support.
Yo, Trace, do you have like how many batteries do you have in that RV?
That's a good question.
And what's the amp hour?
And getting all technical. Hey, that's a different stream.
It's a whole different show.
you can take that to like the Bass Pro Shop channel or something. I know where you're Geo's going straight for how do I get this to the fishing into my fishing life.
That's true. I'll be in the just chatting category.
Yo, there's a dude on just chatting
sitting in a hot tub talking about
all day.
when Geo gets enough money to stop doing anything else, he's gonna have his truck. A camper, and he's gonna go play golf and fish.
Wow, Trey's man, get 300
is the
hour.
Goal.
Woo! I have 100 amp hour in the back of my truck.
That's impressive.
With a yes, I have a lithium with a DC to DC charger. All right,
let's rein it in.
RV camping talk.
No, right, guys,
let's start the show. How are we doing this? Like clockwise, starting from
let's first give a little context and thank you to our guest Vic Damone, who is with us today.
Hey,
it's a definitely yo. For everybody that's not following, please make sure you're following him on Twitch. I tend to find myself after my show on Wednesday on 18th Street Lounge, bringing my crew over with him because he streams pretty much right after me, and I'm Private Stock Records fan with Vic, so we definitely have, and not in real life, man, I don't think, but you know, certainly on the interwebs,
yeah,
have been able to
catch up.
And you know, just for all you guys, a little background on Vic. He's 22 years in the game at this point, originally from Anchorage, Alaska. Now resides in Redlands, California. Represents his hometown, the Illaskan Assassins and Scratch Crew in Coachella Valley, called Scratcher Coachella. Oof. And 1212 Sessions in Riverside, California. It's a
1212
collective. 1212.
Yeah.
And he hosts open dance sessions, competitions, and a monthly party in L.A. called the Rhythm Rug.
Rhythm Rug. I love that name so much.
Oof. Wipe your feet really good. And it had to be where it came from, because I always thought that would be like the dopest name of a party.
Right? And it is. It is.
Yeah. It's dope. Currently a resident DJ for San Manuel Casino in real life. That's what's up. And as I was saying, follow him on Twitch, especially if you're a music lover like us. And he streams Tuesday through Friday and does. You can find a bunch of his edit packs. Make sure you're following him on social media. And a fun fact that we're telling to the world, giving a shout out to his wife. They love eating sushi on the regular together.
Yes.
Bam. Nice.
Shout out Sasha Love Sushi in the chat.
Yes.
There she is.
General shout out to Sushi.
Yes. Shout out Sushi.
But thank you for being here. And as many of our guests, we always love to give you the free reign to just pick your top.
Wait, hold on. We're all talking about sushi, man. We gotta get Victor Mo's like favorite. What's your favorite sashimi?
Salmon.
Good choice.
Salmon, that's the Alaska.
That's the Alaska.
Yeah, the Alaska coming. Yo, I grew up with the best salmon in the world.
Yes.
The only thing is, if you were trying to catch salmon, you might catch a bear claw to the back in Alaska.
Yo, yeah, you got to carry bear mace up there, man.
Oh, bear mace. Real?
Yeah, like the can. It's like a Krylon can or something. Yeah, like bear mace.
Wow,
I have one in the back of my truck,
and that probably still wouldn't stop them.
Crazy.
Oh no.
That would just only hope to contain them.
Yo, that would only piss them off. Really, I mean.
And does the play dead thing really work with bears?
Do you run after spraying them?
Luckily, I haven't had the experience.
Supposedly, you're supposed to like make yourself bigger and like try to scare them, like, you know, scream at them.
You run with bear mace, though. That's what then run.
Like, yeah, good luck with that.
That's like the last resort. It's like you gotta.
I mean, what would you
real big?
What would you do if a grizzly was in front of you? I mean, you'd probably.
But see, that's the difference. That's the big difference between Alaska and, like, say, here. You know, they have grizzlies up there.
We have bears the size of, like, the trunk of your car. A grizzly bear's paw is, like, the size of a record. Like, just the paw.
And then they run, like, 40 miles an hour. So
yeah.
You're done for.
Let alone the moose. I've been chased by, like, bull moose before on a bike.
Those are scary.
Those are
crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Ridiculously, like, in proportion, like, it's amazing how big those moose are, man.
Yo, it's so common in AK where, like, you open up your front door to go to school or work in the morning, and there's a big moose greeting you right there. And so, so it's common to be late in the world for things because of a moose.
There's a moose in the way.
Yep.
Wow. Also, it's common to, like, fly your way around in, like, those single prop planes, seaplanes.
Right? Oh yeah, the little private planes. That's for like the what we call the bush areas, like out there where there's no roads in or out, so you gotta fly in.
Mm.
And like, I've met people who smuggle a lot of stuff into those little communities.
Salmon. Mm-hmm. Salmon.
Wow.
So
those little communities might not have a ban on alcohol, so a lot of people smuggle stuff in on those.
Ooh.
But anyways, that's another conversation.
That's a whole nother topic.
By the way, guys, everybody in the chat, welcome once again. We are doing our National Geographic discussion on
smuggling 45s into single prop planes.
How do we get here?
In there. In between.
Word. All right, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
So again, we are doing our top five B-boy jams. Who do we want to start first? As one, we're going to go clockwise.
Let's do it clockwise.
Okay. And then we'll just finish off with like Victor Mo. So we got five rounds. Everybody just rattled off one of their.
We're battling picks. Five rounds right now.
The rest of us have to
head to head.
As one on the floor, let's go.
What's going on, guys? All right, round one. I guess I'm going to start off with something more of the traditional route and sound. This one, who did you say this was? You said Swift Rock had a routine with this, right?
Yeah.
I think it is.
It's like ITF beat.
Yeah, it was those ITF days. And again, you know, if you're kind of from my era of battling like this, outside of the hip hop and the Jiggy records, we were studying the DJs before that were basically juggling all these records and tearing them up. But for those that don't know, I'm just going to go through a couple sections of this record. I might pull them back a couple of times here and there just to kind of show you what you might be able to experience.
Rest in peace, by the way, to Swift Rock, man.
Like, yeah, rest in peace, Swift Rock.
Greatest beat juggers of all time, man.
Yes, rest in peace, Swift Rock. But yeah, you know, if nobody's been to a B-boy jam, you know, maybe this will help give you guys some context of what you might hear and see. something like that. Yeah, hey, but
I didn't know we were supposed to come up with routines here, man.
Yes, this is battle, man. Yeah,
no, wait, I'm hold on, with all of them.
Like I said, this is just the first one.
All right, you're supposed to play the best part. The best part was like, you know, when it goes.
How does it go?
Do it again.
Clip that immediately.
One more time. But yeah, you guys go look for that. That's Miami Chicken Yellow.
Miami Chicken Yellow. Cool.
Cool.
Chris.
Bow.
Word. Well,
cool.
I'm gonna definitely start with a traditional. This band. It's kind of proper to start with them, ladies first. And this is a band made up of nothing but ladies that are badass funk rock musicians from the Bronx. They went by the name ESG, Emerald, Sapphire, and Gold, and they probably put together one of the most sampled records of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
UFO. And yes, it is on the Ultimate Beats and Breaks, but it's such an iconic, powerful record. I think it says so much about the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead of its time, too. The best was the B-boys that knew how to move and transition with this record. The tempo change.
Nice, woo! Nice.
UFO.
All right.
Thank you for letting that one breathe.
Oh man, no, yeah. that's the
groove.
I'm not messing with that record. They worked too hard on that record. They worked too hard on that record for me to mess with that record.
All right, for my first round pick, I'm dropping something right in the middle because you got to get right to the meat and potatoes of it. But for a little bit of context, we're talking about the Ultimate Beats and Breaks. I don't believe this is on any of the Ultimate Beats and Breaks collections, but when you're thinking about groups, this is a very, very well-known group with a lot of range, and you might hear this at a cypher or just a general good music party and not even realize it's by them. This is Moment of Truth. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the cut right there.
Like I said before, Earth, Wind, and Fire has so much range, and people sleep on this joint all the time. Just a little bit deeper into the catalog, you got stuff like this going on. More of this, get this to the next transition. Don't it just feel good in your soul? There it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
That was in my list at first.
Uh oh, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
I just barely made the cut.
You got it.
What you got to do, Adrian, is you got to go back to the last view, and then you switch Sean with whoever was on that last initially.
I go to the last view.
It's all good. I got it.
Nope, Sean doesn't have it either.
never mind. That wasn't me.
No, that was an.
This is a live broadcast. Greg,
Let me
back, Greg.
Let me fix it. There and.
What show, God?
Yo, this is like trying to speech on Zoom.
There we go.
when you share your mouse pointer on Zoom and both people are trying to like control it.
this is the way live.
Forget it. We're doing it live.
Too many chefs in the kitchen.
All right. What's up, Greg? Yes, we are live.
What's up, Greg?
We're live.
Yeah, what's up, Greg?
Gio trying to get clever. Yeah, Greg, I was playing a rerun
confused
earlier.
Everyone.
Live in the garden.
So this is live, so hi.
Will you go to the last one? Here we go. Oh, gosh.
Doc Bless, let's go.
Oh, China. Sorry.
And then, Doc, after you're done with that view, you switch it back to me, and then you go. You switch
and it. Then hit it. Got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay, yeah. Cool.
That'll keep the order correct.
Got it. All right, guys. I love this song, and also the large inspiration, not only for me, but these were a big inspiration for the Chemical Brothers. So I got to say, I discovered this one through some of those influences by the early Chemical Brothers.
Mike D!
Yeah?
With your bad self running things.
What's
your bad breath, onion ring?
I'm back from the dead, chilling at the beach down at Club Med.
Make another record because the people, they want more of this. Because they be singing, they can take out Adam Horowitz.
Hurricane!
We got cloud. Up the DJs, put your head out.
I'm puppet on the string. I'm paid to sing a rhyme. A typical thing, I'm in a lava lamp. And some of my brain don't tell who I'm out of prison to begin. But I rock well.
The back you go.
The
and then up with the bingo.
Shot more rhymes into making God mango.
Look at the pickling. That's the end of my story.
Who was that? Is that Hurricane?
DJ Hurricane?
Yeah, was that Hurricane who did that?
I don't think he was part of that. I don't think he was part of them yet.
Not yet, right?
Nah.
Mario C, let's keep it clean. Yo, that was
shout out to the Beastie Boys, man.
Grumpa.
Gosh, I love how that synth is almost.
Oh, Greg says Hurricane was part of Beastie's
dab.
Hell yeah.
During that time.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
Shouts it in the song.
Ah. Yeah, okay. Shout to Hurricane.
In
there it is.
Loveland. Man, that synth though, it almost is too low. It's like getting dangerously close to the brown note there. Like
the brown note.
Good close.
Nice. All right. Dope selection there. That's a really good song. All right, my turn. So what I'm gonna do is like I'm gonna go chronological order from new to old. So I'm gonna pick my newest selection here.
Oh, fancy guy.
But the title is pretty old. It's 1976, RJD2.
Ooh, yeah. Why didn't I think? Oh my goodness, I hate myself.
Yeah. This is a banger.
Banger.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go. Here we go.
I'll let this breathe a little.
Nice.
So once again, RJD2, 1976.
Banger.
That's my first
banger. Super fire. Yeah.
I love the way RJD2 puts his tracks together and performs them. Like, he makes a lot of that stuff live, and it's just like,
oh, that's
what?
So, I gotta study.
He's like four turntables on.
Dude. Yeah, it's like he's like in the same breath as like Kitwala or like, you know.
Yeah, guys are genius.
Yeah. It's like RJD2, DJ Shadow.
It's all
very much.
Oh, that's another thing, man.
MPC production. Ooh, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of kicking myself now, man.
I'm gonna go look at some Shadow right now.
Everybody's like, oh no, I didn't put DJ Shadow on my list.
Yeah.
I just thought of it, right?
yeah. Man, I saw him live. That was incredible. He really is like cinematic with his performance. Yeah. It's unreal.
All right. I think I'm going to have to switch up one of these.
Nah. You got time. That's We'll allow it.
Update the spreadsheet.
Yeah, make sure to update it for Adrian, man. So.
Guys, yes, all of this, may I say?
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, all of this will be on our Discord, so you can find all of the music that we share tonight on the Discord, as well as on a BeatSource playlist that you can use to mix right away. So if you if you update Serato or you have a Denon player, then you'll be able to sync right in and use it to start playing with.
Yes, and the Discord link is on the chat. Shout out to BeatSource.
Yep.
Cool. Victor Mo, what's your first pick?
So this is our five, right? Like our bottom of the list.
The bottom of the list, working our way up.
All right. It's still fire. It's still fire, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was at the bottom for me.
So I picked War, Me and Baby Brother.
Me and My Baby Brother. Oh.
You guys hear that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen this at jams, at ciphers, and final battles, and it always takes me back to the hype. Because it's so funky.
Yeah. You can turn up the music just a little bit.
There it is. Ooh,
leave it right there. Thank you.
Drinking from the vibe.
We gotta wait for it to hit one more time. And B-Boys would straight up hit every single beat.
Yes.
Don't. Yeah,
man.
That was dope.
Yeah.
Hit that beat.
We were talking about that in our pre-production meeting, the hitting the beats part, because Adrian, being the youngest of all of us on the 9 and 9 crew, was trying to understand what up-rocking is, what down-rocking is, and just kind of give him the general
flare,
info.
Air flare. Indeed,
and just that the musicality in how you hit your moves on different beats, different sounds within a track adds a lot of flavor and a lot of like clear precision to, hey, this guy knows the song.
Yeah.
He can freak it even funkier than it normally would be.
That's
and
like
I think that's
a
great one.
That's what it's all about, is dancing to the music. Cause that's one thing that the judges of these breaking competitions judge for is, are they listening to the music?
Absolutely.
Or are they just doing tricks? Are they just doing power? Or are they actually pausing and like letting the music be the thesis for their set?
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that is so important to remember. Yep. Yes.
They definitely judge for all that.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, I think that gets lost a lot in a lot of different art forms, whether it's breaking, rapping, whether it's you know, just straight up singing, captivating an audience or connecting to people, DJing especially. It's not always about the most technically gifted person or the person that can do the most tricks and combos. It's about people that connect to the human spirit and engage the person watching them in a way that affects them. And so it doesn't always have to, you know, and people get so stuck on, and I think a lot of people that are talented get in their own heads with their art, because they're like looking at somebody else that they know is maybe technically better than them and saying, well, dude, they're technically better than me, so I don't know if I'm good anymore. And it's like, most people don't judge art like that. You know, some people look at a painting and go like, it looks like a bunch of gibberish. And then another person looks at a painting and they start crying.
No,
that makes sense. Like, if I would have thought that way about, like, earlier on coming up in the battle game, like, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere. Like, because everywhere I went, win or lose, there's always going to be someone that is doing something that you're not, or you just know without you wanting to say it out loud, like, damn, I got some work to do, you know? Like,
Your
game up. So I would hit all these things, and, you know, I just came across so many of the illest guys that I always just was able to humble myself and put myself in a place of knowing that I'm never going to be the best. You know, I can only
being teachable is very important too. Yeah.
I can only try my best and be myself and let my my style be itself, basically.
Yep. Always a student.
Yeah.
Right.
Always
a always, student. Always.
Well, Art. Are you ready to
round two?
Okay, I think I'm gonna go traditional new, and then like favorite at the end here. I don't remember when I maybe first heard this record, but I do know the feeling that I get when I hear it every time and the first time, and it makes you feel like you want to start up rocking in the middle of this wherever the hell you are.
La 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 la.
Mark Ronson. Okay, wait, remember this. What is it? Mark Ronson, Ghostface Killa, Nate Dogg, and Trife and Larceny of some group.
Some group.
Friday night, midnight, Atlantic City, slash machines, ding, 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 ding,
of the Snakes. But yeah, this is more like off the battle tip. Like, definitely, I don't know what it is. It's, even though it's happy, it makes you want to just like start a circle.
And I was here, this ain't Play-Doh dough. And your horoscope red, you're going slay those. We got Scribbles, Anthony Acid, rocking the show. Special guest star, Mark Bronson. First 500, just went crazy. All he did was plug me in. I got the charge and got the.
And rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Okay, so this is at 105. We were talking about like the BPM too, and how like 110 is kind of that magic spot. Let's go ahead and speed this up a little bit.
There you go.
Boom. All of a sudden.
There it is.
There it is, right?
Yep, there it is.
There it is. Right there. I'd probably play it just like that on the floor. Watch these kids get crazy. Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. When I got onto Serato, that is when I started getting really aggressive with the pitch
You can key lock stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and like I'm used to hearing that record faster. So when you brought it up, I'm like, yeah, that's how I play it. And I didn't even click in my mind that I naturally do that so aggressively until that moment.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I don't know. Whatever. I'll play that record. If I'm playing that record, I try to play it at its regular tempo for the most part. But yeah, sped up, it has that like that pocket for.
It's got that swing.
It gives it more energy, right?
Yeah. For not b-boying, for breaking. Yeah.
Well, Victor, come on.
There you go.
Nice.
Well, I'd like to know about like the speed. You know, more specifically, how you would dance to the song I'm going to choose here at the speed it naturally is at. When we get there,
well, Vic, come on. Like, what's your
what's my favorite tempo?
When you're b-boying,
don't do that.
When you're breaking, like, what's like your favorite tempo to
probably
to
like
to?
Around 115. I mean, it's just enough so it's like there's energy there, but it's not too fast, so you don't have to like catch up to it. you could kind of like chill on it and like still give it energy. Yeah, 110 to 120 in that pocket, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah, that's about
sweet
it.
Sweet spot.
Slow but mine down.
The younger kids definitely got into a thing of wanting everything at like 130.
Oh my gosh. Yo, yeah.
I mean, that's so they can always be on beat.
So it's kind of funny because all my selections for the top five are above 120. But they're all dope. So, I mean.
That's all that counts. That's all that matters.
I think they give me hype, yo. They give me hype.
The range is definitely can be on 120 for sure. There's lots of 125, 127.
I've been to some breaking jams and events where like the DJ is just like 130 plus, and me and my friends are like, yo, we can't even breathe to this.
Yeah.
Like, we need we want to tell them to chill, but, you know, it's not our...
It gets going so fast that you're actually more comfortable dancing on the halftime.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a thing. You know, drum and bass. I mean, that's seriously fast.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good example.
That's heart explosion.
All right, so this one is one of my favorites. I'm pretty sure like the original 7-inch is pretty sought after. I didn't come across it until the Peanut Butter Wolf on Stone's Throw, and of course this record stayed in the B-Boys. I think that record might have came out in, I want to say 07, the reissue on Stone's Throw.
But what about you?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
My jam,
yes.
Yo.
And when you start to pray, are you coping with life?
And the meaning, all the words.
All wasting it fast.
It's so poignant.
On dope and cry. And how about that thing that you really want to do? What are you doing?
Of course, those drums recently sampled by Salt.
How did you get?
Yeah, I recognize this break for sure.
Yeah.
By looking for a job. You definitely know what's there. And that welfare check that came today, did it help your need or increase your greed?
How about that chance?
And the way they run their lyrics over top of each other is so dope.
And you went to the bank and they found out you could.
They mixed up all the figures and you didn't even know it, cause you didn't use your head, and that really made you blow it. But now the day is here. That's what I think.
And if you're still jiving and doing nothing, then you ain't worth a
shut your mouth.
Your mouth.
That's part right there, yo.
Yes.
That's part.
And that's the thing is, like, the this is what we were talking about before, but the most important thing of why B-Boys that stood out the most in a cypher were the ones that knew how to play all those variations, like, knew how to, when the beat dropped out, and it just became words, like still how to dance on that makes sense. And then if you hit it when it came back with the drum, oh man, people would lose their mind if you knew how to do that right.
Yeah,
it's, you know, there's so much to that. But that's Co-Real Artist. What about you in the world today?
Once again, nope. Man, no on the record. All about knowing the record, dancing to the record, listening to the music.
Amen. Yeah, knowing your music.
So, speaking of which.
Ooh. You got to let a man be a man. Man be a man.
Like the way. People don't like the way. Some people don't like the way. Some people don't like the way. Some people don't like the way. Sally Wall.
Listen to that breathe.
That thing for Wall. Can't be beat. On that fella, so. Hey, fella. Y'all see the thing wrong with Sally Wall? Looking at
some people don't like the way the salad looks, but you know what?
Yeah,
dagging the Blazers. Let a woman be a woman, and let a man be a man.
Let a woman be a woman. man, be a man. Let a woman be a woman now. Let a man be a man.
All right, boom, yes. There it is. That's one of those records that every single time I have an opportunity to play it, and every single time I see people react to it, it's like, this just re-solidifies in my mind why it's such a banger. You got to go right to the break, because people know it, but they don't know that they know it, because it's been sampled so many times.
Yeah,
I feel like you could even use the modern version in a B-boy battle to cut it over with the, what's the group? The Heavy, brand,
the Heavy. Brand new Heavy.
The Heavy, yeah. How no, you like heavy, me how now? You like me.
Yeah.
Yep. They I don't know if they, if you consider, they probably replayed it. They probably redid it.
The same shit.
Yeah,
that's the same. That's the whole problem with all this stuff. People call samples. Freaking Bob Dylan and Simon and Garfunkel were sampling in their own brains and taking people's songs. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
No, sample's a sample. Whether it came from an electronic piece of equipment or your mind, it's a sample.
You heard it? Right. You heard that, guys? You heard that.
Everything's a remix. A remix.
Yeah, exactly. Stop hating on DJs for finding records and sampling them. Live musicians been doing that shit forever, too.
Amen. Amen.
Speak on it, Silas Chris.
Well, yes, oh, yeah.
All right, there's my round three pick. So let's get into this guy over here,
Doc Bluss.
All right, well, yeah, speaking of tempos, and also the Chemical Brothers, I had to include them. But
happy birthday, Bob Dylan, by the way.
Happy birthday, Bob Dylan.
Wow. There we go. Yeah,
happy birthday.
Today. Wow, happy birthday. That's you get a lot for folk music. My goodness, holy crap. Okay, so this track, it's up there. And so I want to, I mean, this is what gets me hype, and I kind of want to do the experiment, slowing it down later, but this is Get Up On It Like This, the Chemical Brothers. All right, that's the Chemical Brothers. Get up on it like this.
Hey.
Hey.
Should we slow it down? That's up there for sure. What happens if we...
What was the tempo of that?
What was the tempo?
130.
Okay.
Well, you know, young blood, man.
So. Yeah, you're a young guy. You're the guy that should be playing for the younger people.
All you want to do is power moves.
Yo.
Bust some air flares, bro.
I'm on beat. Not power set.
I get it.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally, oh my god.
See, now you got a groove. Now you found a groove.
Wow.
You just found a case for not a formula.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that totally goes hard right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo!
Yeah.
This is the new flip, bro. This song gets put to a lower tempo, re-recorded.
All right,
I think the guys like A Skills and Crafty Cuts, those guys have been making those mid-tempo breaks for decades now.
Just shouts like to A Skills.
Shouts to A Skills for sure. Doc Bluss sounds so good. It's probably because of that Allen and Heath he's rocking.
Ooh, this is this is a gift to myself. I'm really happy with this mixer for sure. I love it, and it's I think definitely it really helped out. You guys know with the live setup I do to be able to add some more channels, and also I send everything to my looper now, so I can sample things at the same time.
Does that have a crossfader, or is that all
Does have a really nice. Yeah, it's got a crossover. Okay, okay.
Yep, got it.
Cool.
Yep.
How many amp hours do you have in that battery?
It's not 300. No.
It gets hot. It gets hot. I don't know how many amp hours, but I'm really happy. I'm happy with it. It definitely took a lot.
It sounds great.
Sounds good, young blood.
Sounds great.
All right, my turn. Put me on the spotlight. There you go. All right, so no, again, I'm going chronological order from new to old. So now we go to 1990, and this is not a typical. What is that? What are you getting at?
Shit, is that me?
It might be. Are you doing the lab thing?
Check.
No lav. I'm gonna turn my mic off for the moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's let Gio run.
We don't
want to
hear
track
from you. No, that's not art.
Check.
That might be like Doc.
I'm hearing it
because I was hearing it during his
Yeah, I think it was. Playing. I think Doc. I think you might have wiggled something too far out.
Doc's muted, so that's definitely not Doc.
Crap, maybe it is me.
That is you, man. All right, let's go on with my pick. So we're going to 1990, and this is not a typical, B-boy game. But I love playing this at B-boy, parties and battles and jams. But this is one of the most creative flips on the.
I'm still hearing it.
I'm still hearing it too. Wait, no.
I just muted Art.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry, Hacksaw Ridge. Is that Hacksaw? Anyways, going back to my pick. So we're going 1990. This is not a typical B-boy jam pick, but this is one of my favorites. And this is one of the most creative ways.
I could rock around real static.
Yo, Hunter, one of the most creative ways to flipped Lynn Collins Think About It sample. But what's cool about it is they had the sample going one way, and then they had it reverse, so they created a loop out of both the reverse and the original sample, but they somehow they did something different on the stereo side. I think the forward sample goes on the left ear and then the right ear goes backwards, but here we go.
Most Sadies, the mellow, quite a nice fellow. Met 3T, hit a rhyme a cappella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Feels good. Yeah. It feels good. It feels good. It feels good.
I wanted to hear that break again.
Feels good.
Yeah, that is really dope.
It feels good to you, baby. I was waiting for it.
I mean, seriously, that is.
Oh, kill it. Get it.
He's about to get busy.
Man, seriously, though. That's so ahead of being able to do that, play the loop forward and backwards at the same time, and thinking of doing that is
just, yeah, it's a very forward thinking production technique for the time.
I see what you did there, Sean.
Especially for a sample that's everybody's samples,
Yeah.
Did we have that in the global, the Lynn Collins?
Yeah, Lynn Collins Think was one of the global tracks. Chris didn't play through it during the opening setup.
No, I didn't play all of them, but yeah.
So that song always makes me feel weird, playing at gigs, if, there's younger people there, because it gets kind of horny in the middle. Yeah.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
I always question myself,
baby,
are they going to pull me?
Did I cross the line with the moans?
And then play WAP right after.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go vulgar. You got to go vulgar.
That didn't cross my mind at all.
It's only all the right, break.
You filthy animal.
right, I think it's my turn, right?
Yep, you got your number four.
Okay, so this one is kind of more modern, but something I always vibe with, always gets me hype and happy, I'd say, because the guitar's in it. It's by one of my favorite bands currently, Funky Bijou,
mm-hmm.
From France. And I can't even pronounce the name, but I'm going to post it up in the chat. I don't know if anybody speaks French.
Man, you're in the just like you're at a restaurant. Just do your best.
All right.
Say whatever's on the menu.
All right.
Funky Bijou.
Tu vas avoir des problemas. That sounds more Spanish, but anyway.
Hey, man, they're Latin derivatives. Close enough.
Whoa. Mm.
Jeez. So funky.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful song. And this is pretty much the whole melody of the whole song. They go into this bridge and then back to those guitars, but they spin it right and it just.
Dude, this is amazing.
Funky Bijou.
Yeah, they have another one, the Funky Bijou Anthem. That's crazy too.
Yeah,
like the drum break on that is nuts.
That's nice, one, I man. Like that
wow.
one.
Wow,
yeah. Shout out
that one was new to me.
Killed it.
I've heard of that before, but I never knew the name of it.
Yeah, Funky Bijou. Fire. They're making so many like. Bangers nowadays for breaks. That's
I was actually gonna say there is so many funk bands right now like that are doing like up tempo break records with like soul singers or
yes.
There's just a massive amount of it coming out of Australia.
Yeah. Fusik here in the state. I'm pretty sure they're in the States. Fusik, that's one of my favorite.
Yeah, the bamboos.
Bamboos. Yep, yes.
Really, really ill. Of course, like all the brass bands with the heavy drums.
That, who else is there? Cooking on Three Burners.
Yeah, oh, Cooking on Three Burners has been out for.
Yeah. I love that name.
Like that's like I remember getting. I think they were on Freestyle Records like back in the mid 2000s.
Yeah, they got some good stuff.
That record label itself, Freestyle Records, is a definite great label to check for anybody that's trying to fill their b-boy crates with like more current up.
Weren't the Chemical Brothers on that one?
No, probably not. Freestyle is like more of an underground UK label.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I don't know. Okay. I mean, Chemical Brothers are on a. Maybe they did a student.
Like the very. When they were like the Dust Brothers
or something.
But that's a little label for them to be on that. But by the time that label came out, they were already like massive.
Oh, gotcha.
Doing arenas. So I couldn't imagine they could get a record.
Yeah. Round three.
Couldn't imagine.
As one.
As you one shoot. Back again.
What you got for number three?
I'm back to a traditional one. This was one of the ones on my list that was like they were like, yeah, you can keep it. it's one of the first ones that I thought of too, so I'm happy about that. But yeah, this is just like a I don't know. I can't even remember what connection I had to this, man. It's just just that era. It's just turntablism stuff really, but even though this came out way before that.
Yeah.
Scorpio by Dennis Coffey.
Yeah, the drum break in here is great.
Yeah. And this is 117. Right now that mid 115-17 pocket.
And Dennis Coffey got B-boy bangers.
Bangers. Here we go. One and two and three and four.
There it is.
Yeah, man. That is a classic.
This
huge tunes.
That break show just the
same. Oh, dude, yes. Oh, yes.
Air drum.
Air congos, guys. Come on. Air bongo.
Hit those bongos.
Just the syncopation of this break, man. Boom.
Yes. And yeah, the snare's even a little late, so it like already had like swing before hip hop music was like trying to swing everything. Yeah, but that's Dennis Coffey, Scorpio. Yeah. Get over here. You guys got to check that one
out. Nice, nice.
Definitely. And he did the Dennis Coffey also did the theme to Black Belt Jones.
Black Belt Jones. That was almost another one. That was almost
that was that was that's that, that's going to that's like a song that I'll play like anywhere. Like, I'll drop that like at a bottle pop club at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't care.
No, you won't.
I get I do it all the time. Just give a shout out to the table that's not there.
Shout out to the table that's bored.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm at the point where, you know, you already left the clubs like 10 years ago, Gio. You don't even know what happens in a club anymore.
You wouldn't even know how to get in anymore, bro.
Nah.
Yeah. It'd be like, excuse me, sir.
Harry can tell you. I've gotten to the point where I'll be playing at one of those clubs and I purposely play some shit that makes everybody go, what the hell is he playing? Because it's like, I don't care anymore.
Oh,
like,
I do the same thing, bro. I'm definitely into that.
There could be one or two real music heads in the club, and then you're like, if there's two real music heads and 200 people that don't care, I'm playing for those two people.
But you know what? That's the whole point of something like this. Like, there's the heads that you would be surprised. They're like, oh, somebody gets me in this bottle service spot, and I feel like those are the moments that like really
that's the only ones that matter.
Who you are as a DJ, exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Only ones that matter. Anybody can play what's hot. That's like the dumb stuff.
Thank you. Know, you.
Like, it's playing what people don't expect and having a good time.
The dumb stuff.
That's when I go up to the DJ. I'm like, dude, thank you.
Clipto said, I get booed.
Shouts to all the DJs being willing to get booed. There we go.
Has anybody gotten booed?
Me, bro. On the
channel? Yo, I've been booed before on stage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Everybody has been
bad one.
Has
everybody
been booed?
If the sound is ever cut
one time.
If the sound's maybe ever cut out on you,
they boo you. They think it's your fault. The whole building loses power, and it's your fault.
DJ's whack.
Or you know what I hate? You know what I hate? It's that one single boo. Boo!
Like, who are you trying to scare, bro?
Yo, one time, like, back in AK, I was opening up for Tyga at this underage club, and the fool was late. He showed up at 2 a.m.
Oh, man.
I started at 9.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah, it gets to like midnight and they're already booing me and I'm just like trying to do my thing.
So, dude, he's late. I promise I would be out of here.
That's so, yeah. I mean,
shout
I would
out
say
Tyga.
Come on,
the DJs get booed and don't deserve it probably more than.
Yeah, than we get the brunt of it.
Yeah. Yeah, my drink sucks. Boo the DJ. All right, so we got to keep moving. I'll get into this. Is my number three. Three C.
Three.
And got to have some real hip hop on here.
Hey.
And just in how it sets and when the golden era and guys like the 45 King were making records for break heads. It was this one for me. It's all of it. Big Daddy Kane set it off.
Let it roll, get bold. Yes. I just can't hold back the fool because I'm a man with
there
soul and control and effects. So what the heck? Rock the discotheques and this groove is what next. Attack, react, exact, or Mac, I move you in. Strong as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and injure the mic. If I shoot the gift and see stand stiff while my mind sticks to you like Skippy and Jeff. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap solo is, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era.
I'm such a terror. I mean, like, guys guys will really take it there with the battle with this song. It's such a battle record. Really good for the for two guys, for a crew going at each other.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's the one.
Let's go.
Flames.
Such a record.
Whoa. Flame emoji.
ASAP Anthel would say Flamington.
Flamington Levy.
Well, Flamingtoned. Yeah.
All right, round three pick. Let's keep it moving right along like this.
Yeah.
This is a track that will always, always, always remind me it's not just about the ciphers. It's not just about the battles. A jam is supposed to be a party for everybody.
You gotta play
this
the
track
break
right here. Oh yeah, definitely. But this track right here, I have like such vivid memories of this playing at daytime parties, daytime jams. Yo, this is so embedded in my soul. I want the verse to play for a second.
Let's go.
Spotlight Sean.
Ooh. There it is.
Repeat that phrase. All right, I'm having too much fun over here.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, Frost.
Woo!
Yellow Sunshine is the name of the song. Yellow Sunshine is the name of the band. Boom. Round three pick.
Love it.
Let's go.
How does that no music go?
No music.
No music.
Yeah, that was great. I was definitely spoiled there. That was a good time to be a DJ.
When did Modern close?
You're spoiled. You're so spoiled. Like,
I think Modern probably closed in 2015 or something.
You used to have to carry records.
What's this backstory? They would clap no music.
So there's a thing. I used to have a group. I played every Friday night in a club that also had a Tuesday night party that was a b-boy party. It was really would have a lot of breaking going on, would have DJs coming in that were playing breaks, and then a lot of them also hung out on the weekends, and it was just like our spot. And I was the DJ every Friday, and there would be tons of different hip-hop kids, tons come from everywhere. There was a group, I think they went to Howard, and they were like predominantly probably in their early 20s, and they just all would come in, and no matter if it was the end of the night or if anything happened where like the music did cut out, they would just bust into no music.
Hell yeah, soul clapping.
And then it would go into like Happy Birthday Stevie Wonder or something. They had the same type of crew that would just bust out into the Electric Slide on, you know, on Cheryl Lynn Encore. You know,
yeah, man.
Like not like on the Electric Slide, but just like you're playing a jam and then like they get the whole club doing the Electric Slide for a minute.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were just the life of the party.
That was like a destination.
They were called the Keep the Party Going crew. Keep the Party Going crew.
I love that.
They came as a crew.
I always volunteered to that crew.
And they were just party. They just partied. Had a good time.
That was one of those parties that like people would talk about, and I would drive down from Baltimore to go see that just to be like, yo, this is the only place to be on a Tuesday night kind of situation.
Exactly. That's the Modern crew.
Tuesday night. That's dope.
Yeah. Tuesdays, Thursdays, there'd always be some some heavy dance action going on in that club. All right.
Yeah, yeah. God bless. What you got up round three?
All right. Definitely a favorite band of mine. And they got The Breaks. This is Groove Armada, Disco Insert.
Hey.
Insert disco. So funky.
Insert disco.
Yeah, I play this all the time too.
Yo, shout out to Gio.
There's actually a good remix of this.
I would love to hear the remix.
Groove Armada has like a lot of good like b-boy centric type sound, like
yes. Sorry, I didn't cut it out a little abruptly.
I see you baby.
No, Groove Armada is insane though. The fact that they can do that and bring that kind of energy and then take it up, you know, well, this is at around 122, but you know, they also have, like, their first album, Vertigo, is super chill. Like, mad chill. I love it. I mean, they're awesome, man. And they're still making music right now. Lots of great stuff.
Yo, one of my favorite songs by them is My Friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine too.
That's the song right there.
Dope. All right. My turn. All right. So, we're going to go 88. This group had one of the best album covers, showing off their J's.
Time to set it straight.
And sitting in front of a Volvo. But it's Kid and Play, Do This My Way.
Yeah. Love this break. That's what it is.
There it is.
It feels good again.
Woo! You've been praying, saying you want more. The sound is hype, and we're sure that you feel real good when you're part of a Kid and Play adventure. I think it's time to make the floor burn. What I'm saying is, it's your turn to do things you've always wanted to. Here's the jam for Kid and Play to you. Listen up to what I'm saying here. Work it out. Oh, you ain't staying here.
Troopers.
I see what you did there.
He just wanted
to bring back an old battle routine.
Exactly. we played that sample out like back, especially during the team routines, man.
Wow. With
the Troopers, with Inferno and Quicks and
Shouts to the troopers. Troopers have a lot troopers have a lot to do with where I came, how I came up too, man. I saw those group of guys just killing it, and it was just, man. I saw them doing it, and I was like, I could probably try that too.
Hey, and you did it way better than we did, man.
Oh man, no, it's just 10, just like 10 years later, though. Like, hella late. I'm a late bloomer, though, guys. So yeah, you'll realize that about me.
All right, Vic Damone, what's your three seed?
All right, number three, Nicole Willis and the Soul Investigators.
Ooh.
This one's called Holding On, and shoot, I should have actually had this as my top favorite, but. Three is good too.
This point, they're all interchangeable. Top five.
Yeah, top five, right? Top five. We got a
top five. Yeah. We got it.
So this one always just strikes me as just another beautiful, like, guitar heavy breakbeat, and the whole song is like a break. So I get down with it. Check it out.
Love that dramatic intro.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
On the bright side when I'm down.
These vocals.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's coming out in the 2000s, right?
I don't know, did it?
You've got a whole lot of
probably like,
yeah, 2005 is what my library says. But I don't know if that's right.
And baby, just keep it coming. When no one else about
sounds old, though.
Well, it's either a... It was a... Terry's in the chat. He might know. But it was either a reissue in 05, 07, something like that, or...
This sounds like a 2000s...
Because she's done a lot of work with like more contemporary artists of the last few years too. So. Super dope though.
That break.
Yeah, there we go.
Woohoo! Just that loop is clean.
Clean.
Woo! That was smooth,
man. Wow.
Really, really uplifting song. That's the thing about B-Boy jams. Out? When you get the
I think 2005.
Wow, it was on "Light in the Attic," right?
I have no idea.
I think it was on "Light in the Attic." And that's what I'm saying. Like "Light in the Attic" is
a good pocket to it too.
Was a great label that would find lots of rare gems and like reissue them.
Oh, so that was the whole thing. Oh, it was like what Stone's Throw was doing for a little while.
Yeah, well, "Light in the Attic," they were doing like I think. Redesign, those series, and it was like some of it was new stuff, and so I don't know if that was new or I honestly just don't know. But
well, that the name makes sense if given that you know, like you're going through your attic, getting older stuff.
Our librarian is telling us Harry Hotter. It's modern Scandinavian that's trying to be authentic 60s soul. Thank you to the librarian, Harry Hotter.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Quiet in the library.
Yo, it's modern. It's good, though.
Hey, that's great. Yeah, that Harry can be the librarian. Allie Jeff in Scotland is the janitor.
Allie's the janitor.
And now we got Harry Hotter as the librarian.
It's great.
School's growing in their
wow,
the staff is growing for sure.
Well,
can I be a guidance counselor?
Let's go to our cafeteria. No, Jill, DJ has one.
That's cool. Welcome to I'm the cafeteria manager here at the Beat Refinery DJ School. Welcome. Yes.
Are we having Sloppy Joes today? Can I get a burrito?
Oh, God.
Sloppy Joes.
Can we get a French
fries? I just came for the chocolate milk.
Yo, I always enjoyed steak and cheese on Fridays and pizza.
Steak and cheese? What school did you go to? That's our pizza.
Elementary school, bro. Wheaton Woods Elementary. Yeah, no. Ooh, raise the roof.
Hey, which school did you go to, dude?
Steak elementary and cheese.
Bro, he went to Montgomery County Public
Schools. Montgomery County.
Those are the richest schools. And that you were out there in Centerville or whatever. They're giving you Sloppy Joes.
Oh, yeah. We got Sloppy Joes.
Yeah. Pops. I got Sloppy Joe. Yeah. It's hard to front, man.
The occasional green beans.
It's hard to front, man. Funny because I'm known as a hip-hop battle DJ. So, you know, on video and on stage, there's this edge. But then it's like anybody knows, like, where are you from? It's like Montgomery County, Maryland. You're like, that is so not gangster. Like, whatsoever, dude. But I go to New York and I walk around like I'm freaking from the Bronx or some shit.
Bro, try coming from Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, yeah. I know, right?
Who comes from that place?
Yo, I battled moose my whole life, son.
No, but that's the thing. You got an edge on you,
normal.
Man. That's why I make I tease my friends in California because I feel like they lack the edge that the East Coasters have. We deal with like some crap weather. You guys are like long hair, pulling your hair back in the sun in the car. Like we're sitting there like trying to defrost the door so
yo,
we can open.
I still got auto start on my car on my RAV4 hey. That we drove down here. So
see,
I use
that.
It for AC
that's
now.
Necessity. Yeah. That's a necessity in Anchorage. I'm assuming auto start to warm the car from the inside.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, guys. So check this out. This is a band or a group that, for sure, Chris put me onto this, which is awesome. He puts, you know, everybody puts, each other on other things. But, what I found interesting about this band was the name, Krungbin. And because as soon as I heard it, as soon as I read it, I heard people saying it. And I was like, okay. I don't know. Maybe. And then I read it and I said, wait a minute. That's how you spell airplane in Thai. So this is a trio from Texas, and the name of the band's called Krungbin, which is airplane in Thai, and this song is Maria Tambien. It also is on a commercial. I think it's like a Dos Equis commercial, but I have a student of mine whose son is in the battle circuit now as a b-boy. He's 8 or 9 years old, and he hits every battle there is, and apparently, this is a popular modern day b-boy jam.
Yep. Yeah, this one goes hard.
This one's, yeah.
Goes hard.
There it is.
And this is 103, man. This is like a mid-tempo. Let's speed it up. What does it sound like if we put it up to that 110 spot?
Sounds the same.
Let's take the key lock off.
Now it doesn't.
Oh, now it sounds there. Now you got something there.
Now, yeah.
Yes. Krungbin.
That would be like a good cypher track.
Yeah. Cypher. More like a cypher track for sure.
Fun fact about Krungbin. Sorry.
That's probably Chris's favorite band as of the last year as well. But what were you going to say, Doc? All good.
My bad, dude. Did not mean to interrupt. I was just going to say, I was excited about to share this. That, I feel like I discovered something about Krungbin recently, because if you notice that their music, like tonally, has a different kind of sound.
Their drums have the most distinct sound of any drums you can hear right now.
Yeah,
they have songs of all different kinds of tempos and energy, and you hear the drum pocket, and you're like, oh, that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So it's that. I feel like it's this pocket and the sound, and I mean serious groove mixed with the harmony and tone of Ethiopian music that comes from their scales. And then that was like the perfect combo for something just weird enough, but familiar and groovy enough that like they exploded. You know, I mean, they're awesome. They rock. Yeah. I love that they did that.
Well, I think what's so hard about being in the music industry and today in any form of making music is being original and sounding and like actually sounding like nothing anybody's ever heard before. It's so difficult to do right now. And the bands like Salt, the bands like Krungbin, the bands that are able to create a unique sound in today's world definitely stick out. And they're doing something. There was something I saw on, it was like an article about how they mic the drums in the studio. That's like,
oh, they do everything in a barn.
Yeah.
It's all just like a big room.
Miking drums is like an art form, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, Harry, you're absolutely right. I feel like they had some inspiration from Babe Ruth, from the Mexican on that.
Definitely in there.
On that particular track. But there's like four or five of their songs right now in commercials.
DeAndre Sepp, what's good? Very necessary.
I'm going to stay with Art on. Art set up that one. Nice. For you.
Cool.
I'm going to stay with another more current. Not too current, but
Doja Cat.
It's probably from the mid 2000s when this cover version came out. And
Quirky Later.
And when I was still DJing some of the battles around here, this was, you know, a record that would just set the place off. Big shouts to Frost too. You know, he was one of the guys that was doing breaking for Bernie here in the DC area. One of the
that's such a dope jam.
Legendary jams around. Natural Elements crew, shout out to them. All right.
Hey.
Ah, look at Joy.
Yeah, killing in the name of.
Way.
This is so good.
Whoa. This is done real hard.
Yo.
My goodness.
This the hell's going on. You want to see pure energy?
Yep.
At a battle. And, you know, the great part is you would loop this for a while because what happens right here changes it to a completely different song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Battle.
Holy crap, man.
Destruction. Right there, man. Listen to it.
The apples. This is a pretty sought-after 7-inch. I think I have the 12-inch. I don't have the 7. Kind of crazy that 7 inches are more sought after than 12 inches these days, but all right. Got the hits that every B-boy needs. To.
Mm-hmm. It's seriously, think of it.
I wonder who's the DJ.
Ooh. Man. This is so fire.
Ooh. This is my joint.
Now you do what they told ya.
You gotta do what you told ya.
I like that ending, yeah. Man.
The best part about that record is I actually used that when DC United is playing here and I'm DJing at the games. I use that as the song in the second half right before the second half starts. It's like the song that builds up to when the team takes the field. And then the whole crowd, after I do it, the supporter section with the drums and the chants, they instantly go into I thought they did what they told you. And like you, then you start hearing 20,000 people screaming that. It's like,
wow. That's crazy. Woo.
Really fun.
That was sick.
Wow.
Maybe coming to a baseball game. Come on, man.
I said no, soccer.
DC United, yeah.
Oh, that's my bad. United. Soccer game. Excuse me. I don't know anything about the sports ball.
The ball, kick him in the face.
No offense.
In the face.
No. I'd much rather go to a soccer game.
You got a home run on the 30-yard line. Yeah, nothing but net.
American football.
American. Because of America. All right, kids. America. Let's talk about some music. I mean, I don't have to set this up too much, but I think that I have to acknowledge shouts to all the DJs, all the B-boys, all the B-girls, and all the people that basically allowed me to have a career, because everything I did coming from being a dancer led me into my career as a DJ. And there's like a very specific point where I started doing like the bottle service spots. I was telling the crew this when we were setting up for this episode. So anytime I get an opportunity to get back to the roots of things. And even if I'm in like a bottle service party or a private event, I can play stuff like this. It's like, this is the reason I got into DJing. Tracks like this, a cover. Chris set it up perfectly. Covered by The Rebirth, a cover of The Mighty Riders, Evil Vibrations.
Let's go.
Such a jam.
Oh, yes.
This is one of those tracks that I will play at any event because it's so in my soul.
Dude, I've heard you rock this on a hall pass.
Pick up DeAndre.
Better change your way of thinking. Better all mankind. Come on, say,
right?
And we
right
catch that break at the end. So like I said, it's all about keeping it to the roots of things. Once again, the Rebirth covering the Mighty Riders' Evil Vibrations, and they even got that that tribute too. Let's check this back. Get your roller skates today. It's Saturday.
Girl meet boy on
Saturday,
a Thursday night.
Yeah. All right. That's that track. Boom.
Fire, Evil Vibrations.
Yeah. Rebirth's another band of the last bit that is.
Oh, one more thing. I took another song out of my list to put that one in there because I was going to go into a hip hop direction. I was like, no, we got to do this. This is the essence of how I have a career. So we got to show it right like that.
Ow.
Word. Oh, what was the song that you took out?
You could save it for later. That's the honorable mention.
Honorable mention later.
We got the top five always has six songs.
Basically.
Right.
My list said like 10, so I was like, all right, we gotta do something with this.
No, but you know, we were talking earlier. I have all these.
I wanna know Harry's and maybe Frost in the chat. I wanna know at least a couple of their top fives.
Yes. Yeah, let's keep it moving. Doc Bluss, what you got? Round four.
Man, I gotta say, this is one of my favorite bands, and probably, and also one of my dad's favorite bands. Just saying, we share a music taste, and here we go. And it's versatile. This is Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh.
This is another one of my favorite songs of his all time.
Beautiful house. You may find yourself. You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself
behind the wheel
of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well,
how did I get here? Fire. Yes. Talking Heads.
I love that song.
Love that song.
Yes.
This is not my beautiful wife.
Dude, the first time I ever, lyrics, first time I ever heard right. that song was like used as a like almost like a what is it? All right, what was Qbert's mixtape back in the day? Demolition Squeeze.
Pumpkin Squeeze.
Yeah,
that was on there, and that was like the first time I ever heard that. I was like, wow, that's the first time I ever heard that flip, and it was like, man, that's a B-boy jam, man. Love that song.
That was a crazy mixtape.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
Wait, those
you got any Doc? You have anything else to say?
Those out after now? Cassette tapes.
Chief Rocker,
I feel like there's some other Talking Head jams that could also be B-boy tracks.
That's a good one, Joe.
You know,
true.
I gotta do some more digging. But that was around 120. We're just talking about BPM and stuff.
Nope. All right, my turn. The fourth pick. I'm gonna go 1976, and we're gonna go with one of those B-boy vibe type songs. This is Coque Escovedo. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Was it the first song you played called 76? That's trippy, dude.
He went full circle.
But,
circle on that.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
Yo, this brings back so many memories.
One of my favorite songs of all time right here.
Listen to the lyrics, man.
Such a good message in the lyrics.
Well, I would change things.
if I had to live my life all over.
Oh, Eric!
That's a feel good right there.
Well, I lived a life that's full. Many times I had to pull my way to the top. Never knowing where I was going to find me by mistake. But oh, what I've learned has led me straight to you, baby. And that's my only concern.
Shit is bad.
There's Harry. There's Harry with the Harry facts. The librarian put it out there. Wow.
Facts.
See, that's
bro.
Why Harry's the librarian.
That was Sheila. That's Sheila E's dad.
Super facts. Damn.
Wow. Facts.
Damn.
Did you all learn something today?
Something new.
Did you guys know?
Gave me like a 20-minute understanding of the whole cicada thing. It was like he hanging out with Harry is like having your own National Geographic channel.
His Instagram was all bugs, so of course he would know everything about cicadas.
He gave me the whole breakdown. I was like, wow, that's crazy. That's why there's
Harry
in
please.
My backyard.
I heard there's a taco place in the local area that is serving cicada tacos.
Oh yeah, that happened 17 years ago too.
What the hell is going on?
There you go. I was telling my wife that they're serving them on a menu.
If they're tasty, heck yeah, I want to try that.
Oh, wow. That makes so much sense then.
Aha. Aha. Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you guys know this, but Ty Dolla $ign's dad was in Lakeside.
What? Let's come back to that. Hold on. Let's let Vic Damone do his round four pick. Hold up. Hold up.
His father was in Lakeside.
Shouts out Ty Dolla $ign.
Shouts out to Ty Dolla $ign.
All right, yo, so you left off on 1976. Let's take it back to 1975.
Yeah. There you go.
Eruption, Funky Lover.
Yo.
When you put this on the list, man, I was like, oh, I forgot about this one.
Girl, you know I'm a funky man.
Oof.
Funky loving is all I understand.
God.
Baby, baby, we can get it on. You know when I know where I'm coming from. I'm a funky man. I'm a real funky lover now. I'm a funky man. I'm a real funky lover. I know you listen to what other guys say, that they can love you in my funky way. Baby, baby, you know that's a lie.
Yes.
You know when I know I can do it in style. I'm a funky man. I'm a real funky lover. I'm a funky man.
I'm
funky loving is in his heart.
Yes. Woo. Eruption, Funky Lover for my.
That is a vibe.
What is that? Fourth? Fourth?
Yeah, that's your fourth.
Number four, man. Good pick, Vic.
I've seen people kill that in battles that just go so hard on it. It kind of got embedded in my memory like, yo, that's always a heater.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope.
Dope, man. I'm taking that.
Yeah, there's a, I'm definitely going
to. I saw
again.
That on your list, Vic.
Taking that to the bank.
I totally forgot about this one.
Yep.
Good. Yeah. Yo, for real though, ID was the guy that first kind of hit me up and kind of get coined Ty Dolla $ign for me. With the whole Ty thing in the beginning. It was pretty funny.
So yeah, that's definitely
Ty. Yeah, I
well,
can
shoot. If you guys check out my Twitter, my handle on Twitter is Ty Dolla $ign. Yeah. So yeah.
Shouts to ID. Send him the royalties.
Shouts to ID. Yep, yeah.
Four, man. Good pick, Vic.
Solid, bro.
There's an echo.
Where's well, yeah, where is that echo coming from? Got embedded
in my memory. Who's got their Twitch channel running in the background?
Not me.
I do. Sorry, I do. Let me turn it on.
Oh, it's you.
Ty Dolla $ign in the house.
Yeah. All right, final round. Final round.
Oh, yeah. Pressure's
Ty
on
Dolla
now.
$ign. What you got?
What do I got? Well, here's what I got. You got an organ going there. Beep. No wonder the sound has so much
body.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir.
Well played, sir.
Yes, sir. DJ Shadow, Organ Donor. Let's go. Jeez.
Here he goes. Same tempo as you've been.
Yep. No, this is 110. Flat. Here we go. How about this? And it goes, and it goes again, and it just keeps going, and you're like, and then those random ass kicks. Yes.
So good.
So I switched this up last minute, and we'll let this section end.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry about that. Yes.
Was this on Introducing or the second
one? Yeah.
I was on Introducing. Yeah, and you played the RJ track, and I was like, wait a minute. Frick, man, like Shadow, like Organ Donor's like that record, bro.
Yeah.
During that era, for sure.
That's one of those songs that I think affects, like, a lot of us, like, affects us hard, where when the first time you heard it, you're like, oh my God.
Like, yeah, it, like, messed my entire head up.
It puts a dent in your whole idea of, like, almost, if you're a music person, almost like, what are you doing with yourself? Like, this guy's just created something that's just like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, crazy. I mean, Shadow was like
pretty crazy good.
He did. There's a lot of songs that he did, but that was part of the Scratch documentary in a soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
have that. You guys heard the Lefty's Soul Connection version of that?
Oh yeah.
No.
That's
I'm writing this down now.
No, that it's sick, cuz that's another one of those bands. Lefty's Soul Connection is another one of those bands that
even Fusik did a cover of it too.
I haven't heard that one, but the Lefties I have somewhere.
Remember him speaking a lot about, like, using constraints to help guide his work and really respecting the constraint in making his music. I mean, only samples and only samples from certain, like, styles and to make entire albums.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Shadow?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's very purist when it comes to everything he does. So the 33 and a third little book that they give out, well, not give out, that they sell for Introducing, I really, really like his for that album. Just like reading the way he approached it.
That's cool.
Yeah, shouts out DJ Shadow.
What was the song Classic. That got left out when you had to when you did that right at the end, Art?
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, Wu-Tang Clan Uzi. Pinky Ring.
Uzi.
Pinky Ring. So Pinky Ring ends up being your default honorable mention because it got booted at the last
second. Yeah. Yep.
There's like, it's hard for me too because I'm I got two songs. I think I'm just going with the one I'm about
Harry to play. Hottest, like, Shadow hyphy album. that's when he drew.
That was definitely that was horrible.
That was pretty terrible.
This record was definitely taught to me as a golden nugget record, and I know it's still pretty sought after, and especially if you didn't have this on the vinyl days, I don't even know if you'd be allowed to play a B-boy jammer on here. This one just goes. Hey, Harry and Loki and I have had long conversations about this album and this this song in particular.
So good, so good.
Man, it sounds like it could be on ESL Records.
It's like 1971 or something.
Mm-hmm. That's a good year.
The mix is great too. The flute is really tipping top of the mix here. You know.
And when your band name is just called Soul, when your band is called just Soul, you're already professing what you are. And of course, name of the song is called Soul as well. But Soul period, S period, O period, U period. Soul, what it is. Another break in it.
This is a groove, man.
Woo. This is one of those ones you just play from front to back. It's a
yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 8-minute record, almost a 9-minute record that you just let play do its thing.
You go off and you go take a poop in the bathroom.
I mean, that could be you, poopy pants, but...
Hey, let's be polite now.
And then my honorable mention that got booted at the last second is still another of my favorites of all time, Booker T and the MG's Melting Pot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm.
That's my sweet six.
Bam. I like that term, wow. Sweet Six. There it is.
Thanks.
Good pick, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you set me up perfectly. Yeah. So for my round 5 pick, I got my notes up here real quick. So 1971, the Stylistics released the original version of this song. And in 2016, this song was covered by a beautiful vocalist. People Make the World Go Round.
Yes.
Nice. Angela Bofill.
Nice.
Shouts to my man, B-Boy Dom Key, man. L-O-Z.
Trashman didn't get my trash today. Oh, why? Because they want more pay. Buses on strike gonna raise the fare, so they can help pollute the air. But that's what makes the world go round, the ups and downs of kerosene. Changing people's heads around.
I got to play one of my homies, Dynamite.
People make the world go round.
B-Boy from VA just got married. I got to play his wedding. All kinds of B-Boys and B-Girls who I haven't seen in a long time came out for that. And I played this during cocktail hour. And I was like, this is like a family reunion. And some of the reactions I got, I was like, this is exactly where I need to be. So more reasons why I'm not going back to Bottle Service World.
That's awesome.
Once again, Angela Bofill, People Make the World Go Around, 2016 cover of the Stylistics, 1971 was the original. Boom.
Dope.
Woo. Dope. That's my round 5 pick. My sweet 6, I was going to go for Don't Touch Me, Busta Rhymes, for some hip-hop flavor in there. But I was like, you know what?
That's a good one, too.
I was going to step it back because I wanted to put some of this stuff a little bit further forward for people that aren't digging for this stuff as well.
Yep.
Beautiful music needs to be represented. You can find Busta Rhymes everywhere.
Busta is 6, right? That's the 6.
There it is. That's the 6.
That's his sweet 6.
Sweet 6.
Sweet.
Flip Busta Rhymes. I'm so sweet. All right. What you got, Doc? What's up, Doc? All right. Can we rock?
Well, can we rock? Yes. I'm going to bring up the tempo a little bit, but then I also want to try this experiment again, slowing it down. This is
no, we don't got time for that.
Okay, fine.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You might get to talk about your honorable mention. I'm not even sure.
All right, maybe. All right, well, I mean, this is a jam of mine. This is Crystal Method, Keep Hope Alive.
Time for some power moves.
Greenville.
Not gonna lie, this is the kind of stuff that makes me want to learn how to do all this, like the capoeira breaks.
This is kind of diving into like house breaks.
This is like the late night after party of the B.
Yeah.
Jam. And I say this to the night. Let us not forget. Very cool.
There we go.
With nice. Them filters.
Yeah, yeah. And a little reverb.
I think that's diving into more like the house breakbeat genre, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Rather than b-boy breaks. Because, I don't know, as a b-boy, I don't think I would really, I don't know, get down with that one. But if it was playing, I would get down. But
we were talking about that earlier. There's a lot of context.
There's that one version of, there's that genre, house breakbeat. I've heard house DJs, you know, they spin breakbeat. Yeah. You know what that, I mean?
Yes, I do. And I really appreciate you saying that because that
there's,
was
there's on, a, on the yeah, there's a there. There's a blur between breakbeat, between like the house style and then the foundation b-boy breaks.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a dope song. I would still break to that.
Maybe slow it down though.
Well, Doc Bluss is Doc Bluss is our resident house DJ. So,
hey, there we go. Represent.
Also pretty young.
Can you tell Buddy Allen and Heath? Yeah, come on, he's got the Allen Heath mixer. That's the
Denon, the Allen Heath,
the Sonics,
keyboard, the bass guitar, the lead guitar.
Wink, higher state of consciousness was a b-boy joint.
I mean, it had a groove. I mean, I think also, you know, the difference between probably a lot of the West Coast jams and the East Coast jams and the different musical influences, especially back then, would really had a different effect on the song selections to the bigger range. You know, the pocket's going to be the same, but like where things go, this is like, it's probably not as prevalent anymore, but you know, back in those days when there wasn't a ton of YouTube videos and things to watch, there was a lot more regional styles.
Yeah.
Totally.
The cruise and like, I remember going out and being in San Francisco and battling like and like, man, some of the dudes out there, just like, it's a different style, you know, and you never seen it before.
Yeah.
Like,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when you go to different cities, like you see like what they're, one time I was at a b-boy jam in Vegas. It was local, hella local. Shouts out DJ Soul Rain, the homie Lars, and
shouts
Busy B. Yeah, Soul Rain and Busy B in Vegas. They were on the decks, and my crew entered, like it was kind of off the wall, but we entered, and some of these dancers in Vegas, they were going hard on this Vegas style, and we're like, what the hell are they doing? Like it went so hard, like just I didn't want to dance.
You were out there like, yo, you asked some random, like, hey, what's going on? And he goes, Vegas style, bro.
You were like, oh, come on. Reminds me of Icy. Those records are definitely like some Icy records. DJ Icy. Like the Florida,
Icy,
the Florida
Ice.
Break scene.
Oh, Icy Icy, yeah.
No, DJ yeah. Icy.
The, oh, DJ okay, Icy.
From Orlando Icy. That used to make all those like house breaks, really.
That reminds me of like the like, breaks. Yo, that reminds me of the South, like DJ Trashy. You guys ever heard of? Mm-mm, like mm-mm. So I have a family in Louisiana, and they put me onto like some Louisiana rave culture.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah,
like from New Orleans.
More Lafayette.
Okay.
I went to a rave. Yeah. I went to an underground rave one time in Lafayette, and they were playing some of the illest like house breaks.
Oh, dude!
I've heard that was just so underground, and it was just the craziest thing I've ever heard. And we were breaking to it, and they thought we were from MTV. Long story short, it was just a different style of music down there in that region.
in the region. Dude, they have their own sound. Oh, okay.
I'm taking notes, man.
Yeah, it's weird because that used to be so much more prevalent. But just like you said, you can go to a different city and see that like everybody in the scene in that city is completely different style musically and dance moves and everything. But it's cool that that still exists now because that used to be such a big thing.
Yeah.
I think now just regional style in general isn't the same as it used to be just because we're all so connected.
We're all so connected on the internet. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Nowadays, what's it going to be like after COVID? You know, like, I mean, as far as DJs as a community, we've kind of delved into more of what we like online, you know, like sharing what we actually like.
Right.
I wonder how that's going to translate into playing
the
gigs.
Real world. Again
after COVID, you know what I mean?
Well,
it's gonna be the same.
Yeah. So far, it's kind of it feels like
on Cardi B and all that.
I think the world
was stuck in a time machine.
But I think you know what? I think a lot more DJs will have their own parties. Yeah, I think that's gonna be more. You know, it's gonna happen more.
Or finding a place that you know maybe
appreciates.
Yeah, maybe. I know at least we're lucky in DC where there's some places and you know they have a food combo thing going on and it lends to enough latitude for DJs to get out of the comfort zone. You still got to keep a crowd, but you have a lot more freedom. Like you don't have to play Cardi B if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Drake.
Yeah. Well, shouts to like, you know, Chicken and Whiskey is definitely that. I play like that place was always fun and I look forward to it because I can do what I wanted to. What I wanted to do was still play for people, you know, but you know, my style, in your own way. Yeah, in my own way. And that's in that type of setting or that place, that room, it lends to that, you know, and for whatever reason. So
it's like, well,
it's nice to have, it's nice to have that.
Speaking of Cardi B, here's my one seed now.
What year did you end off? You ended off at 1976, I think, with your one. So
yes,
where are we at now?
So we're going to go to 1975, so just 1 year. We're going to take it back to D.C. Donald Byrd produced.
Yes.
This is a must. This is my one seed. This is a must play.
I can hear the guitar already.
I know where it's going.
And we're gonna take you to Rock Creek Park.
There it is.
Somebody had to do it. This is one of my dad's favorite songs.
Get it. Yeah. Yo, guys, where are we doing it?
In the park.
Blackbirds.
Nice.
Special song.
Wow.
There's a lot of people around here, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had to take it back to D.C., man.
Yeah. Love it.
Shouts to Howard University.
Rock Creek Park is an actual thing, guys.
Definitely was in my crate of possibilities when I saw it on your list. I said, okay, that's fine. Someone's got to do it.
Yes.
Yes, exactly, Harry. I was going to ask everybody if they knew what they were doing in the park after dark.
Picking up the trash.
Oh yeah.
All right, one more to go.
All right.
Wait, Timon, bring us home.
Here we go. So let me see. Wikipedia is giving me the assist. This is a song originally from 1955, Bo Diddley. I'm a man. It was covered then by the Spencer Davis Group song in 1967. And then, let's see, 1998 song by Pulp from the album This Is Hardcore. But
oh, my God. I like Pulp, by the way.
This version is by Smoove. S-M-O-O-V-E.
Yes.
Is it with an E?
No V. No E.
Okay, let me correct my library. Damn. All right, Smoove. Anyways, I'm a man.
Yes.
Too hype.
That's that battle joint right there.
Yep. Mm. This is like the final round.
It's the last round.
130 BPM.
Final round.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Break.
You hear it?
Yeah.
There it is.
Turn it up.
We're going to let some of the verse run.
Well, my bed is very messy. I got to quit there we so go. Much shit, and I'm all hung up for music. But I always feel the best. I ain't got no time for loving, but my time is all used up. Sitting around the head and all that groovy kind of stuff. Because I'm a bird, if I am, and I'm grabbed up, I love you so. Yes.
I'm a man.
And Victor Moon wins.
And Victor Moon wins.
For the win.
That song always gets me hype. That's my number one. Always will get me hype.
That is a good pick.
Definitely a final round, you know, type joint right there.
That's dig deep.
Oops.
That's right. Yeah, Vic, I got to big up you on some of these picks, man. This is what it was all about. Thank you so much for making sure you could represent the stuff that you feel and put some people onto some stuff they might not have heard before. So before we wrap it,
did we have Soho as a global?
Thanks, oh yeah, Soho hot music.
Did we have that as a global or no?
Yeah,
we talked about it, but we never actually settled that discussion. I think
That's my honorable mention. Then
there you go.
That's
my sweet six.
Yo, that would be my six right there.
Yeah.
So either that or James Brown, Give It Up or Turn It Loose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Formerly Frost gets that honorable mention.
Boom. So, Vic, can you let the people know when and where they can find you one more again?
Okay. So, find me definitely on Twitch. I actually do two breakbeat shows a week, Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. PST.
Looks like we got the right guy.
Yeah. It's called The Break Sesh. So nothing but b-boy breaks for like at least an hour or two, however long I feel it. But that's running Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. PST. And then I do Let's Groove, which is my version of open format. Anything vibey. We cover all genres, just anything vibey that like soothes my soul. I run that Wednesday and Fridays, 8 p.m. PST on my Twitch channel.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Holy ghost.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vic Damone.
Oh, holy ghost on there.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Vic.
Thank you again for coming through, my man.
Thanks for having me, y'all. It's been a pleasure for sure. Awesome, man.
Once again, everybody tuning in, this is going to be uploaded to the podcast. So make sure to, if you missed this episode, you can listen back to it. It will be re-aired sometime this week. So sometime like I think Wednesday afternoon.
We'll
do like a rerun, a replay of this, episode. It'll be uploaded Thursday on the podcast. And once again, we don't have a Hall Pass Friday this weekend. We don't have a Monday show next week because of Memorial Day weekend. But we are back with the 9 at 9 with a new episode June 7th, Monday. So make sure to tune in for that. twitch.tv/beatrefinery. Make sure to download, you know, click like, subscribe, comment, give us a good rating on our podcast. Just search for the 9 at 9 or
leave us a Yelp review.
Yeah.
Give us a review.
Give us a rating, a good rating. We want it definitely helps out. Get us up on the rankings. Make sure, you know, podcast is available in all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, everywhere. But anything else, fellas?
No, man.
Discord one more time.
man. If anybody wants to catch this playlist,
someone set us. Thank you.
Set us up with the outro song.
Especially thank you for Harry and Frost for adding to the conversation.
Yes, thank you guys. Always, always a pleasure.
Harry and Frost, you gotta send me your joints so that we can put them also in the. In the Discord,
that's like to a
get
great idea.
Like to get some of our crew in the chat.
Well, Harry's official now. He's the librarian.
Yeah, he's a librarian, so
he authorizes.
Hey, so my list actually went to 23 songs. Should I send you the rest too?
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Anything that you wish you could have played, man.
Yeah, man. One that's always uplifting to me. I never get tired of hearing. I don't know why, but it's just one of those cuts. Jackson Sisters, I Believe in Miracles.
There it is.
There it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
that was in our global top five.
Makes you want to like take over the world. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. You should be listening to stuff like this when you get dressed in the morning, people.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, before your interview.
Brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Yo, that new job interview.
Mick Damone, we're gonna raid over to somebody after this. Do you have any homies, friends that we should raid over to?
Let me see who's on. Let's see. Definitely into the Twitch thing right now. So let's see.
If you're in the chat, stay at least for a few more minutes to go say hello and show some support. Help a DJ out.
Oh, snap. It looks like DJ Marvel is on.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
The homie. Yeah.
If y'all really like to rock the funky beats, somebody in the house say hell yeah.
Yeah. DJ Marvel.
People up top. Check this out.
How do you spell his username? Just DJ Marvel?
Yeah, DJ Marvel.
D-E-L. Okay.
DJ Marvel.
So everybody on the chat, just stay in the chat. We're going to raid over, pay forward, move this party over to DJ Marvel. But once again, thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back June 7th. Back here on the Beat Refinery Twitch channel.
Yeah, thank you,
all
Sasha.
Of us to you guys. Happy Memorial
Day.
Big
up, Sasha.
Happy barbecue.
That's all, Sasha.
Happy beginning of summer, I guess.
We'll see you next time.
Happy cicada season.
Happy cicada season if you're in the area.
Hey, thanks for having me, y'all.
Know that we're
thank you again, Vic Damone, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yes. Here we are, fellas. Peace out.
Peace.